Good day to you all. This is Paige Estrutori with your daily financial services news wrap for Financial Services Online on this beautiful Tuesday, the 14th of May, 2024. We kick things off with a significant development from Parliament House. Set against the backdrop of escalating debt, the Australian government is readying notable fiscal changes. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has highlighted a substantial saving of $80 billion in interest payments over a decade, demonstrating a keen focus on strong fiscal management. Most noteworthy in the forthcoming budget is a revolutionary move to align superannuation contributions with government-paid parental leave beginning July 1, 2025. A substantial investment, this initiative will necessitate over $600 million each year after the first 4 years. Targeting long-term family support, education, and population growth issues, the budget navigates away from quick-fix solutions like cuts in fuel excise. Despite the move, Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor beseeches for steadfast budget spending to steer economic growth and manage inflation. Moreover, Treasurer Chalmers envisages a slowing inflation trend, potentially triggering interest rate reductions by year's end. He anticipates meeting central bank targets earlier than slated, ushering in economic relief and fueling renewed confidence among consumers and the business sector. Illustrating plans to alleviate cost of living pressures, especially for pensioners and vulnerable individuals, the Treasurer hints at amplified financial support and persistent power bill rebates to address escalating utility expenses. If carefully executed, this budget could offer a more relaxed economic environment and much-needed financial relief for Australians in the incoming year. In other news, an Australian tourist recently triumphed over Lloyd's Insurance in a disagreement surrounding a substantial air ambulance claim amounting to $195,223. The 74-year-old vacationing in Thailand faced life-threatening complications, resulting in an urgent evacuation to Australia. Despite the lack of pre-approval from Lloyd's, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with the patient, commending the necessity of his swift repatriation. The decree reinforces the need for insurers to prioritize policyholder protection in emergency circumstances. Lastly, we turn to a looming legal face-off over the contentious $3 million superannuation tax cap brought forward by the Federal Treasury. Family and Federal Courts Chief Justices Will Alstergren and Deborah Mortimer warn this policy may stir up a constitutional challenge. Advocating for judicial independence, they maintain that such a policy could put at stake the financial security of judges in their later years, potentially shaking the very pillars of impartial jurisprudence. Although current judges dodge immediate impact from these tax alterations, concerns hover over future recruitment and the public's faith in an unbiased judiciary. And that concludes our summary of today's local financial scene. For more detailed analysis and a host of services in insurance, finance, and money management, please visit our website at financialservicesonline9.com.au. Once again, this is Paige Estrutori signing off. Trust in us to keep you updated on all things finance.